Anyone who is remotely interested in buying a horse should talk to Bonnie Hammond.
Caring for horses is very expensive.
Hammond is the executive director of SAFE, otherwise known as Save a Forgotten Equine. She says if you buy a horse, be prepared to spend serious money on food.
The cost of hay has risen obscenely.
Horse teeth need to be filed down. If not, they get jagged and cut the inside of their cheeks. Hooves have to be trimmed.
Even without putting horseshoes on them, it typically costs about $40 a trim.
They have complicated digestive systems.
There's a lot that can go wrong in there.
If you don't have space for them at your place, you have to pay rent for them to live somewhere else. In the Seattle area, boarding rates go from $600 a month
up to $1,000, $1,200 a month.
Many of the horses at SAFE are there because their former owner did not think these things through. Hammond did not plan to be the person who takes in the starving, fearful creatures that are the result of people's poor planning and mistakes. In fact, Hammond didn't have her first riding lesson until she was in her 30s when she had a job as a graphic designer. As a child, she was
a horse nutty girl.
She read the entire Black Stallion series.
Marguerite Henry, Misty of Chincoteague, and all that. I read those to tatters.
She watched horse racing on TV.
And they're off, go!
Movies about horses.
Be kind. Be patient with them. After a while, he'd be following you around like a happy hound dog.
A lot of these books and films repeat the same message over and over.
I read this article about what you do for people with horse problems.
The truth is, I help horses with people problems.
By the time Hammond was 39 years old, she finally realized her childhood dream of learning how to ride and owning her own horse.
Then my horse needed a friend, and that's the point when I stumbled upon the efforts that people were making in this area to help horses headed to slaughter. And once I found that world, everything really started to snowball.
She worked with others to save two horses stuck in a feedlot. Once word of this successful rescue spread, Hammond's phone started to ring with news of other horses in desperate need.
It was early 2008, and we were asked to help with a neglect case that was going on in both King County and Snohomish County. And all of a sudden, we were being asked to take in about 17 horses. It was part of just a horrible case of neglect and abuse that was done by someone who considered themselves a professional horse breeder. And there were also, I think, as many as 9 horses who had died on the properties as well.
She helped organize a candlelight vigil at a park in Monroe for the horses that died. It was after that that Hammond realized rescuing horses is something she would be doing for the rest of her life.
And I didn't do it through any other means than just having the energy and the inclination. I had no special training. There was nothing that led me to this point except having the desire to do it.
SAFE went from being an idea to a farm in Woodinville with pastures and stables. The organization cares for 28 horses. It costs more than $12,000 a month to operate. Hammond does most of the fundraising. A small army of volunteers works around the clock doing everything from cleaning out stalls to training the horses to be calm with a rider. Hammond says an untrained horse is destined for a troubled life.
People don't want a horse that's going to run away when you try to catch them, and they don't want a horse that's going to, try to buck you off every time you sit down on them, or a horse that is badly behaved. The horses that keep homes are the ones that are pleasant to be around, and you can enjoy the good part of horse ownership.
Over the years, SAFE has placed 168 rescued horses in new homes, but things don't always work out so well. In the spring of 2015, animal control officers in Snohomish County seized 3 horses, 2 mares and a gelding, a male horse. They were all starving. The gelding was wearing a blanket that was falling apart, trapping in water close to his skin. Hammond wasn't prepared for what she saw when the blanket was finally removed. Not only could you see this horse's rib cage, he also had a severe case of a bacterial infection called rain rot.
It was the worst rain rot I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen anything like it, and I hope I never see anything like it again. His entire back was just a thick scab. it covered every inch of his back, and it was probably about an inch thick of scabby, crusty material.
Rain rot hurts, but it's a condition that's easy to treat if it's caught early. Hammond says if the owner had just taken the blanket off the horse and regularly brushed him, the rain rot would have never gotten to such a horrific state. He was too far gone, and they had to put him down.
After he had passed away, the veterinarian literally lifted a huge section of skin and hair and scabs off of his back that came off in one piece, and underneath the skin was necrotic and pussy, and it smelled awful, and it was just horrifying.
He was rotting.
He was literally rotting alive.
After the other horses were on their way to gaining weight and getting back to a healthy condition, the owner's lawyer discovered a technicality, a mistake, with how the search warrant was issued. None of the evidence, the pictures showing the neglect, would be allowed in court. The trial's been put on hold indefinitely. The owner accused of the abuse got to take her remaining horses home. Hammond fears for their future.
And it hurts that they're just gone, you know.
Hammond says despite this case, the experience of the last several years has shown her that if you see things in this world you don't like, you can actually do something about it.
If you just open yourself up to trying and don't hold yourself back by saying, well, I've never done this before. Because everything you do, you've never done before at one point. So I encourage, you know, everybody to, if there's something that you want changed in the world, go ahead and try to change it. It's really possible.
Hammond hopes the case involving the two starving horses that were returned to their owner will be resolved before it's too late. Meanwhile, Safe is preparing to take in three new emaciated horses that were confined to filthy stalls on a property in Monroe. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.